random this.
Hello, episode 28.
28.
Skating Out Chris Game Podcast. Woo-woo. I'm Eve.
I'm Michelle.
I'm Lisa.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi, Jill.
We have a guest here today, Lisa.
Hola.
Who just came back from?
Spain, Morocco, and Portugal.
Woohoo! Three continents.
She thinks she's fancy. Yeah.
Haters gonna hate.
She thinks she's fancy.
I know I'm fancy. Fancy now.
In the house.
She didn't get that reference. I got that reference. It's a rap song.
Well. Fine. Exclude me.
Yeah, right.
Good. I'll talk about Austrian folk songs.
You're crazy. See, over there.
See if you can exclude it.
It's okay, you can exclude me.
I'm out.
Hey. So what's happening, Michelle? What's happening? That's fine.
Okay. But
still, that's just the
stuff. Okay,
the antivirus on the machine.
That's what you think.
We may have some issues with this machine today, but seems to be going so far.
So far.
For a minute.
Come on, positive
40.
Thinking, damn it. Gosh. I have a story.
Don't tell.
Tell us.
So,
what's the story?
I came home the other day and, hey, get your butt back in there. Back it up. Back it up. Good boy. No, you want me to come lick you?
No.
Okay, shut your hole.
Not done yet.
Nice. Right. So I came home, it was like Wednesday night, and you know, I was just putting around the house. I was going to water the flower beds in the front. And when I pulled up, the neighbors were outside working on one of their cars.
The ghetto neighbors?
Yes, the ghetto neighbors were working on one of their cars.
But are they hot ghetto neighbors?
No.
You saw him when we come in.
Oh, that's the older guy? That's the dad.
No, it wasn't that old.
Oh, is the younger guy still there?
He was a
baby daddy.
The youngest?
Yes! Oh my gosh, which I didn't know. So
he's in his wife beater.
Okay.
Good God, you guys are talking a different language.
You don't know what wife beater is?
Just tank top, right?
Yes.
Why would you say wife beater? It's a tank
top. Because you beat your wife.
Because you beat your wife when you wear one. Because such classy people wear them outside when they beat the shit out of their
such
wives.
Different upbringing.
That's not my lifestyle. I was in my 20s when I found out what that was. I was like, what?
Me too, but that's
I don't know when I started working at that school. They said wife beater over the PA. I was like, what's a wife beater? And the kids had to tell me.
Yeah, so I had to be informed.
I was like, oh, tank tops.
Tank tops. Razorback tank tops.
Undershirt.
Yeah, right.
Undershirt, right.
But so they were outside and he was sitting out there. Like, I thought he was just watching the guy and helping the guy work on the car. So there was two cars. I guess they were trying to jump it, but they were having other problems. And so the guy was sitting on the fence, you know, just kind of, you know, what
chilling.
I thought dudes would get, chilling, just, you know, watching the car get fixed and talking to the guy. So I'm in the house and it was, because it's been hot lately, I have all my windows open and I have my bathroom window open. You can hear everything through that window. And I hear her come out and I hear a voice from her that I never, because she's always.
Oh, she's the mother or who's
no,
the,
this is the oldest daughter that's always calling people N-words and bitches and
nice.
P-word. Like, she drops them like no one's business. And
okay.
Yeah, I don't even like saying that word. I do not say that word unless I have to. Like, it has to be under a severe circumstance for me to use that word. I do, or the C word. I do not use either one of those.
What was the other one?
P word.
Oh.
What's up, pussycat?
Whoa. Yeah, I'll say it. And there's like a nail polish called Pussy Galore, which is the name of a character from a James Bond movie. I'll say it then, but I'm not going to call you one unless you're a dude and you're acting like one. You know, and even then, you have to be outrageous. Anyway, so I hear this voice and this tone from her. I'm like, whoa, something's wrong. And I went to the bathroom. You know,
and then you put the glass on the wall?
No, you don't even have to because everything just comes in, right? So I'm listening and she's like, why don't you love me anymore?
Ooh.
I'm like, oh dang. So I'm on the toilet.
Let me open
going.
The window even more.
Wait, I'm on the toilet. Just listening.
That's better than TV. That's better than all this reality TV that you're watching.
All of a sudden, I'm nice. You know, and she says that one point. She goes, the thing is, I mean, she's going on and on. You never hear him. He never raised his voice. He never got upset.
He alive?
No, he was
she
sitting.
Killed
he
him.
Was, no,
why
she was.
You love
no,
me
no.
More?
Listen, she was this. You could tell he was done, and I could tell what he was saying based on her responses. Like she would ask a question, and she's like, "Where? What do you mean? Where are you going to go? Why are you going to a motel? why are they going to be there? Like, you never heard them, but you could tell by the way she would ask, you know, would follow up what he would say. So apparently there was, like, another woman and a guy somewhere at some motel or some house he was going to stay at.
Nice.
And she was so upset. My favorite line, which I had to call my dad after she said this. First, and you've heard me talk about her. She is not nice. She's one of the three people I have said is ugly on the inside. Like, it radiates out of her. I was walking Bailey one day, and we were coming back down the street, and she, you know, we're on our street, and she was coming back, and she goes, "They're bitches." "Yeah, they're bitches. They got peas, right?" I'm like, whoa. Like, loud enough as you're driving by, I can hear this. Like, she is not pretty on the inside at all. And she's like, "What, you don't want to be with me? Why, is it because I'm nice? Because I'm not a whore? I'm not sleeping with those dudes?" I was like, wait, who was the guy that was here before him, though? Nice. Who was that? And so the more she
talks... Did you at some point open up the window and yell, "Can you repeat this? I didn't hear this."
No, because I didn't have to, because she was talking loud enough that I heard everything she had to say. She would always say back what he said. And so after a couple of things, I realized, you know, that was... her baby, because she has three or four
baby daddy.
That's her baby dad, because she was like, I'm your baby mama, da 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 da, and that he had been in jail, and I knew that. I'm like, oh, this is her dude, right? And he's always been really cool to me, but I couldn't figure out who he was. I'm like, oh, this was her dude that's been in jail, and so I was like, okay, this has gotten more interesting. And she's like, how am I supposed to see you if you go to a motel or if you go stay with those people? And he must have said Instagram, because she goes, Instagram, I'm only worth a picture for you. Da da da. She goes, on. So finally, she...
Do you follow them on Instagram?
But I might have to.
I might actually sign up for an Instagram account just to follow them.
I might have to. So my favorite line was, she says, she's now this one, she is begging. And she's like, "She don't love you? She don't love you like I love you? She's never bailed you out of jail like I have."
Jesus. That's love.
I was like, I go, that is low class, but that is a legit statement. And she's like, "No, she hasn't. No, she hasn't. Wouldn't you go up?
How many times have you needed to be bailed out?"
That was my question. And she never asked that. I'm like, wait a second. If he said that she's bailed him out, that means she's known him before you and before he went to jail for this last stretch, which apparently was 2008. So I'm like, so her next question should have been, when were you in jail before and when was she bailing out? Whoa, how long have you known her? And she never made that jump. I'm like, oh, you should have asked that. I need to know.
She didn't put money on your books like I do.
Didn't you yell out the window some comments? Can you repeat that? Or
ask when he met her. And if he went to jail before 08. I'm saying, that's a good follow-up. I write surveys, trust me.
Give her some flashcards.
You see, you got a window.
Go to Survey Monkey.
Would you like me to find out?
So do we know then? Did he move out or is he back?
I don't know, because
was he the one that we saw this morning?
I don't know who you saw outside.
He saw somebody's
young
baby
guy
daddy
with a little
white
child playing there.
That's him. So he's still here because
he was very nice because he was like, "Hello."
That's the thing. He's super nice, super nice, and like she was.
And he lifted his baby up to make a basket.
No. That's the thing. I don't know what he did to go to jail. I don't know about that life, but he's always been super nice to me. And the way I met him, remember that day I got scared because they were throwing rocks over my fence. He made those kids come over here and they made them apologize to us.
Those are probably some of my old students.
Yeah, no, they're too young. He made them apologize to me, made them apologize to my dad. Like, you can... Don't make us panic. But, like, he's a really... He always talks to me, like, always real courteous and everything. And it makes me wonder, what the hell is he doing
with her? Well, she's nice.
Oh, yeah, she's...
So she says?
She said she was nice.
And I'm not judging someone because they've been in jail, because Lord knows I know more than enough people that have gone to jail, but I'm just like, you can tell, like, he's starting to rethink. You know, he hasn't been out that long because he's only been over there, like, four or five months.
To jail in 2008, he's been there for 5 years.
Yeah, he's been
that's
5 years
a
stretch.
Long time. Wow, and then to come to that, scary.
And even, well, the thing is, like, there's too many people in here, because she was like, what do you mean there's too many people? I'm like, yeah, it's you, three of your kids, because it looks like they've got custody of the kids, because his mother had those kids, which speaks volumes.
How do you know all this stuff?
Because they have every freaking argument on their front lawn all the time.
Nice.
Even she said that my dad and I were out there doing something to the lawn, and she goes, y'all must be tired of us because we have all our arguments out in the front lawn. I almost fell down the driveway. I laughed so hard. And I looked at my dad, I go, I laugh because it's true.
You should have said, no, it's fine. It saves me the cable bill. I don't need reality.
Oh, yeah. She cussed out her baby's grandmother. I didn't know who she was talking to because she was on the lawn, pacing up and down on her lawn, on the phone, talking about, fuck, come over here. We can have that conversation. I'll be dressed. And who shows up? That baby's grandmother. His mama, who's watching the kid because your ass doesn't have your kids because you're a nightmare. So, because this is California.
I'm going to hang out here more often.
Yeah. In California, in California, they tend to favor the mother. And any time that the daddy's in jail and you didn't get your kids,
that's
a
really
volumes
bad,
about
bad
you.
Sign.
That his mother has your children? Okay. Oh, yeah, girl. There is like black reality television up in here.
Nice. Keep us updated.
I will.
Let's talk yarn.
I told you I had a good story.
Good story. That was good stuff.
I love more than she does. I done bailed you out of jail, girl.
Right?
Look, I done bought you yarn, girl.
I made you a sweater.
That's love, dude. I ain't in the night.
Well,
it's right up there with bailing you out of jail. It's like I bailed you out of jail and I knit your ass a sweater. She don't love you like I do.
Right. So what shows love more, knitting you a sweater or bailing you out of jail? We should do a poll on that.
That's a good one because if you jump bail, I'm going to be pissed because they're going to take my money/house.
Right.
And then I have to hate you. But if you take a sweater, I still might be really pissed and hate you. And I need to know how much you
appreciate. That's why you should just knit him a washcloth.
You're in jail. It's like, hey, babe, I made you a washcloth.
Made you a washcloth.
I made you three because I love you.
Talking of washcloths, what are you working on these
days? Washcloth?
Washcloth.
No, seriously.
I'm working on Wingspan.
Woohoo, shawl.
It's a knit along with the
Elsa
Gunner Slip Stitchers Knitting Guild.
Are you an official member of TKGA?
I am.
Oh, are you really?
Did you sign up for TKGA?
Well, we're of that chapter.
Are you going to
the national?
Are you going to do the master's program?
No.
You need to sign up and get cast on magazine 4 times a year, 5 times a year. Then you're a real member.
I'm a real member.
You're a member of
a chapter. I have a name badge.
All right.
And I get a newsletter every month. So, haters gonna hate.
Yeah, I didn't really know shit.
I have an official name tag.
Congratulations, and I bow to you. I salute you.
And you're a mood graduate.
And I'm a mood graduate.
All right, I salute to you.
Haters gonna hate.
Haters gonna hate.
What? I'm a hater.
I think you would enjoy and benefit from. I would take that class with you, that class.
Which one? The mood class?
Yeah.
It was fun. The next class.
I'm like, I wouldn't take a bikini class, but there's a couple of classes there.
Class was a sundress class, and I was like, I don't wear sundresses. And they had a vest class.
Rocking vests these days.
I was like, I could do a vest.
Do we have vests back in fashion?
But for me, these type of classes is all about technique and learning technique.
Right, and that's what I said. I said you should have a class on like the fundamentals, like putting in a zipper, making darts.
Right.
Making pleats, doing this rather than like a project class.
But if you do that, you can have a dress, and then you learn that it may not be